Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Probably staring at one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. And happens to...
My response would be so
go
wrong.
For it. Go for
can't
it.
Can't do it.
So, you know the joke that goes around saying, like, the Waffle House test for a hurricane?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually not a joke. That's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is along those lines.
And what he's talking about, by the way, if... I believe it's... I forget which government... Is it OSHA or... Who is it that... If they look and see if the Waffle House is closed, they know it's a major storm.
Yeah. So the picture that I'm looking at is a picture of a busted up Waffle House.
Hell yeah.
But they maintain the we won't close for a hurricane by bringing in a Waffle House food truck.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
an
dude.
Actual Waffle House food truck.
Oh, no,
truck.
I've seen Waffle House food trucks before.
I've never seen those.
Yeah, dude.
That's intense. That's dedication right there.
That's fantastic is what that
People
is.
People need their smothered, covered, chunked, and capped, man. All day or day. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up in Panama City.
I love Waffle House, man.
I do too. Come on.
I've never been.
It's a perfect greasy spoon for, after a night of having some brews, Like,
is it Waffle House or Denny's you said you've never been into sober?
Me?
Yeah. It was like one of those late night 24-hour places where you
Waffle
said
House. Definitely Waffle House. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a video somewhere on YouTube somewhere where I'm in Houston at a Waffle House, so hammered out of my brain that I'm drinking hot sauce from the bottle and just making an ass of myself.
On YouTube right now.
It was documented. Yeah, it was documented. It was bad. Really bad. I was there for the weekend with a podcast I was on and doing comedy at a club, and we went to a Waffle House trash out of our brain. It was the first weekend I had fat tire beer, and I drank all of them. It was, and then liquor. It was good. Houston, I wish I remembered you all the way. It was fun. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We are bringing back a little thing we call What the Hell News.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally... A crazy, crack-smoking, drunk, midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
Yes, yes. Some of the stories that we have all gathered into our prep page that we deemed What the Hell worthy. Oh, and they're good. They're very What the Hell-y. Remember, if you want to be an off-air producer... And you see a story that's really funny, and it's actually a real story and not fake news. I don't know. Slide it into our DM. Send us a link.
Tommy Clemens does that a lot.
Yeah, we'll give you credit if you find us a story that's What the Hell newsworthy. Absolutely. All right, I love this story. And I believe you found this one, Anna.
Okay, which one?
This happened at an Applebee's.
Oh, yeah.
And this is such an Applebee's kind of thing to happen. It's funny. Somebody decided to have a gender reveal party at Applebee's.
Which is already trash ass.
That's trash ass, kid. And how about this? How about you fill Applebee's in if you're going to have something like that go on? Because there's going to be a ton of people. There's probably going to be confetti, paint, or something involved in order to, get the color of this gender. And if you don't know what a gender reveal party is, I don't know where you've been. But you get everybody together and you either pop a balloon or you... Have some hobo jump out of a garbage can. And
did you guys do this sort of stuff with your kids?
No, it wasn't even a thing when Zane was born.
Yeah, we didn't have a party. Like, for my daughter, we just had, like, the color of paint that when we found out we were having a girl. And we took pictures of us, like, in white shirts, blank. And then the next picture had us in, like, different, like, pink paint that we were having a girl. Braden was in on it, too. It was all of us, though.
I'm just kidding. That's fine.
There's no party or anything.
But to bring a bunch of people over, it's like, we're having a gender reveal party. And it's like all these people come over. And I've never been to one, but I've watched a ton on YouTube. I like the ones that fail on YouTube. Those are my favorite.
Those are funny.
Yes. Or like when it's a girl and the dad is visibly pissed off. I've seen Love those.
I can't even believe that.
Oh, yeah. Look them up. Oh, go down that rabbit hole tonight.
Disappointed dads? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, not happy.
Oh, they knew it was a 50-50 chance, right?
Well, I saw one, and it said in the description, gender reveal party for fifth baby after four girls.
Oh.
And the dad, you could see the dad just, like, looking like, oh, Jesus Lord. It was a pinata, I believe. And one of the kids hit the pinata, and then all pink candy came out, and the dad was like, God damn, no! I thought he was going to move out right there.
My cousin just had her sixth child. She's 2 weeks older than me, by the way. Just 2 weeks.
Damn, you know, she like that.
Yeah. All six are boys.
Mm. All six. All, hey, does six. Her husband know about pulling out?
Which one?
Ooh.
How There's many baby
four
daddies?
Dads between
oh,
six
my
and
God.
Them.
Yeah. She sounds like a whore.
Look, she lives in Detroit. She's...
What does that mean?
I'm saying
that
she's...
That means a lot.
She's not in the best part of Detroit, and she's proud of it. Let's just put it that way.
She's your first cousin?
She's dirty.
She's my first cousin. Yes.
Ugh.
She's, yes, my
Man.
Dad's niece. Yep.
Ugh. She has a dirty baby factory.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Six boys. I asked her a while ago after, like, her fourth boy, what are you doing? She's like, I want a girl.
I know what she's doing.
She doesn't believe in birth control. She's very religious. She doesn't believe in birth control.
She's religious?
So
she's
she married religious. To all four of them?
She was never married.
Okay, so religious.
Yeah, no. Double standard. You know what she is? She's an idiot that doesn't use protection.
I'm not hating on you for saying that. That's my family you're talking about.
I don't care if you hate on me or not.
I straight up told her. I was like, you gotta stop. You can't afford three kids, let alone six. And she's like, I want a girl. And then finally, she just had her sixth one.
I want a girl?
She just had her sixth one like 2 weeks ago. And I messaged her and I said, are you done? She said, yeah. I
Buy
said,
one.
I
Buy
told
a
her,
girl.
Yeah, I said, it's not in the cards for you to have a girl. It's
I've heard you're
not.
$200 in Ecuador. Just go get one. Damn.
Probably cleaner than the baby.
China,
Detroit,
you're just
too.
Throwing them away. Here.
They don't want them.
They'll just shot put a girl to you.
Throw them away.
I dropped this one. Throw me another one.
Usually a boredom.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you just stand there and you just stop them.
Call the female infanticide. They do it.
She would know. Anna would know that.
She just made it so dark. I was trying to make light of this whole situation.
Sure.
Anyway. Trouble broke out at an Applebee's when a family showed up and a bunch of friends showed up and they decided they wanted to shoot off a confetti cannon inside the Applebee's.
Those are fun.
That does not sound safe.
By the way, I still have a confetti cannon that was given to me by the Ray's DJ. He came in and visited one night.
Love that guy.
Back in a long time ago, and he brought me a confetti cannon. Really
They're
cool.
Fun.
It's just
fun.
It's a mess maker. That's what it should be called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a mess maker.
Uh-huh. I keep it in my car in case somebody tries to carjack me. Like, I won't kill them, but they're getting a face full of confetti. Like, poof. Like, it's a lot of confetti.
Like a Uzi?
It's one big blast of confetti. That's big enough to cover a room. You're getting in your mouth. You try to carjack me. It's going to be the gayest shot in the mouth you ever got.
That's what you
All right,
think.
I should have really thought that one through before I said it out loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to my folks at Hamburger Mary's. I miss you guys.
Good segue.
Huh? So, the manager at the Applebee's said, hey guys, I realize you're having a gender reveal party. We can't have you setting off the confetti cannon and getting it all up in people's half-off appetizers and their Dollaritas and all that crap. It's happy hour. Can't have it. You have to do it outside. So they went outside. And then they shot it off on top of a bunch of people's cars, all over the parking lot, all that jive. So the employees went out there and said, hey, congrats. Can you please clean up your confetti? Well, these fine folks... And you could probably imagine the kind of folks that would go to an Applebee's for a gender reveal party. They responded with, how about we just F you up to the manager,
to
the host. They also said, I'm going to beat your ass.
Is this the pregnant lady saying this?
It's all of them. And of course, the cops are called. Police were dispatched to the scene at 9 o'clock at night. according to the incident report. Two members of the party threw menus across the room at the hostess, who was struck several times. Fortunately, there were no reported injuries because they were goddamn menus, and it's hard to hurt somebody with a menu. Members of the party began to leave the scene as police were called, and after they left, the manager noticed a bill for $31.81 had not been paid. So they dined and dashed that ass, too.
Sons of bitches.
I don't even know the worst part of the story is I don't know what kind of baby it was.
Didn't say in the article?
No.
That's a goddamn shame.
I need to know.
How are you going to sleep tonight?
I just want to know if there's going to be any more babies made from this family. Hopefully it's a boy. And hopefully he's already in jail before he's born.
Yikes.
What you got, Anna?
Well, you know Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a guy.
Get down.
He had to apologize for using the phrase girly men.
He had to?
Yes. Ugh. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to joke that only girly men.
Schwarzenegger.
That's what I said. Arnold used to joke that only girly men opposed energetic capitalism and traditional American values. But now the former bodybuilder and Hollywood star and governor is apologizing for popularizing the phrase.
We got to stop this.
As early as 2004, he called California Democrats girly men and noted that in the next election, the GOP would terminate them. His phrase has even become the stuff of Saturday Night Live parody and characters of faux bodybuilders, Hans and Franz.
So who's offended by this? Like female politicians or female voters?
In this day and age, he was told to apologize for saying girly men.
That is so stupid.
It is pretty stupid.
We have to quit this, man. We really do. How far is this going to go?
I have no idea, but it says in an interview with Men's Health, he is abjectly apologetic over his girly men taunt. At the time, it felt like the right thing to do. It was in my gut. I improvised it. I called them girly men because they weren't willing to take risks. He said they were afraid of everything, he explained. Politicians in general want to do little things, so there's no risk involved. But now he says he has regrets and apologizes.
When people say this kind of stuff, it's not an attack on women. It's not an attack on gay people. It's a term. Like, I remember when I was coaching football and I would say, hey, Alice, you want to take your skirt off and actually play this down? That'd be great. Hey, maybe get your boyfriend to come out and play the next game for you. You say that kind of stuff to motivate people and to make a point. He's not trying to attack anybody.
Do you think you could get away with that now, though?
No.
No.
Not even close.
No. I was coaching 4 years ago. And I can't get away now 4 years later.
No way.
No. Did I tell you I was at the Improv a couple months ago? And after the show, a lady came up to me and she's like, you were my son's football coach. I didn't know you were a comedian. And I go, yeah, I've been a comedian for almost 20 years. So I was doing comedy back then. And she goes, I wouldn't have never thought because you were so mean when you were coaching. I don't remember being mean. I was a very funny, jovial coach. But she said I was mean. And then I thought, well, your kid must have sucked.
What was your coaching style? You would just yell at them or?
Would
you make them feel bad?
No,
would you ostracize kids? You wouldn't humiliate them or anything?
No,
right?
That wasn't my style. I would yell, but in a motivational way. And I would never put a kid down to make them feel bad. But I did try to motivate them. I was kind of an old school style in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I was the most praising coach. You know, like if you did anything well, I was the first one to pat you on the helmet.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because I played football my whole childhood all the way up until my senior year of high school. So it's like I realized that you can motivate the hell out of somebody with encouraging the good things they do over blasting them for the bad things they do.
Right.
But at the same time, I also don't believe in the pussification of America where you're going to coddle people and be like, you know what? Josh was just having a bad day. No, Josh is being lazy. Josh needs to get his ass up and run with everybody else. I hate that. And you know what? If you don't practice hard, you don't play as much on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon when we play. I remember having a mom walk up to me after a game out in Antioch. She's like, my son only played 2 quarters. And I was like, yeah, I know. He played 2 whole quarters of football. We won the game 48-0. We did very well. He had a good time. Why didn't he play more? Once you guys were up 28-0, you should let him play the whole game. And I was like, yeah, I'll just do my job and we'll just worry about it. You know, like, we're good. Then she started yelling at me. And I had to break this
privately
bitch.
Or?
No, in front of people. So I had to get, like, right up in a grill and her stupid fat little husband. And I had to go, hey, folks, I don't want to be a dick here. But I'm about to be. Because, and I looked at the man. I said, your wife's out of line, dude. Like,
did you say get your bitch on a leash?
Kind of, but not in those exact words. But I had to tell her, I go, look, number one, your kid doesn't want to play football. Did you know that? And they're like, what are you talking about? I go, I can tell if a kid wants to play football or not. This kid hates it. He wants to do something else. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's chess. Maybe it's ballet. I don't know. But you drag him out here every damn day. And you sit in your big and tall lounge chairs. And you watch this kid hate practice every single day. Because dad over here couldn't make it on a team. So he's got to live vicariously through his son who hates football. And then we're up by 28 points because the kids that do want to play football and are actually good at it got us 28-0. And now you're like, put him in the game. He deserves it. Participation. And what do? I put him in the game. And he cried. He cried in the game because somebody hit him and knocked him on the ground. You're lucky I put him in the game. I felt horrible for putting him in the game.
They never came back.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Probably the best.
I ended his career right there.
You saved the kid, man.
I really do feel like I saved him.
Yeah.
I used to drive me nuts. Yeah. You'd see these dads. Like, you think I'm a tough coach. The parents are the worst. Some kid's having a bad practice or a bad game, and the dad would come over and grab him by his face mask.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing me. What are you doing? And I got to go over there and go, hey, jerk off. You're not going to beat your kid in front of me. This is my team. This is my practice. I'll call the cops on you. Joe Jackson, back up, bitch. Jerks. Anyway, Applebee's, don't bring your stupid confetti cannons in, idiots. Ryan Adams, what you got, daddy?
How long would you guys say would be a long enough life for you?
I say until if I poop my pants and I didn't know I pooped my pants, it's time to die.
What about you, Johnny? How long would you say is, all right, I've lived to be this long. I could go now.
Look, man, I'm already on free time right now. You know, I've almost died a couple times in my life already. Probably half a dozen times I've almost kicked the bucket for stupid stuff or stuff related to how fat I was.
But we always talk on the show about when celebrities die and you're like, oh, they're 85. They win. They win.
They do win.
Don't mourn for them.
At this point in my life, realistically, if I made it to 75... huge win for the kid.
Okay.
Huge.
Well, I think all three of us would be in agreement that 129 is probably too
damn.
Old.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Because the oldest woman, the oldest woman alive.
I've seen skies of blue, clouds of white.
She's Russian, and she's, according to
she's her. She's not Russian. She's taking her sweet ass time.
That's right. According to her Russian passport and pension papers, Koku Istambulova
God, she sounds like a hot piece of ass.
Right? Is 129 years old. And she's not happy about it.
No.
No. She actually thinks it's a punishment from God.
Oh, it is.
I read that. Yeah. That is so funny. They're like, how did you do it? She's like, get this straight. This is punishment from
I want to die. Don't kill me.
I wanted to die in 1975, but this son of a bitch made me live through everything.
1975. She says that the only good memory about her life she remembers happened when she got home after the Stalin purge of World War II.
Jesus.
40s, people.
And she was like in her 50s when that happened.
She was 54 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's claiming to be the oldest person alive. And
she
again,
is.
Her Russian passport apparently says so. It says, now in lucid and deeply shocking testimony, she has spoken emotionally of the appalling day her native Chechen people were deported by Stalin 75 years ago.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah, that's the only good memory she has of her 129 years on the earth.
Wouldn't it be funny if we found out that she's really Sacha Baron Cohen, just playing a character?
I could totally see that happening.
Just trolling the entire Earth right now.
Jesus, 129 years old. Like, Even your grandkids are dying. Like, they're going to funerals right now.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Jesus. That would just be so sad.
There's this bitch right there.
Oh, my God. Don't call her names.
Look at her.
Oh, Lord. She looks like Mother Teresa for real, though.
Yeah.
I remember John Witherspoon, one of the many, many times I was lucky enough to work with him. You know, Pops from Friday. And, you know, he's John Witherspoon. He's on all the movies. Boomerang. Got to coordinate. Mushroom belt, mushroom jacket. Bang, bang, bang. Anyway, he's on a lot of movies and TV shows. But he had a joke about his grandmother died at 105 years old. Mm. He said people are crying at the funeral. He's like, why are y'all crying? The bitch made it to 105. What did you... You thought she was going to get 106?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? And they're like, it's just tragic. Tragic? She didn't die at 15. She died at 105.
I had a great grandmother, two great grandmothers lived to be over 100.
Wow. And,
I mean, how functional were they at 100?
Well, my grandfather's mother, up until the last couple of years of her life, was pretty damn...
She's sharp with it?
Yeah. Sharp-witted.
See, that's cool.
She was just an old Jewish woman who had a lot to say and always spoke.
Is that a Jew in your family?
Yeah.
Man, I thought you were side. Italian.
Oh, I am. I am. Yeah.
You're Italian.
No.
And Irish, right? What's the other one? Something super white.
Mostly Irish and Italian.
Super white? Yeah. You honky bitch.
But yeah, she was in pretty good spirits and in pretty good shape up until she was about, I don't know, 100. And then she died at 102. Mm. And then my other great-grandmother died at 103. And
damn.
She deteriorated real fast.
That's messed up. Yeah. I can't believe you don't have any girly men in your family. Do you have any girly men in your family?
Oh, you?
Oh, yeah. We've seen your social
media. Why are you even asking that? I mean...
I just want to see if you'd be honest.
I mean, I will say I'm probably the most girly man of all the men in my family.
Oh, you're so gay. Finally, on What the Hell News, let's wrap this bitch up with my favorite story of the day. There is a police department in New Jersey. They are cracking down on some of their officers for pretty much hazing and harassing fellow officers and employees at the police station.
With?
Oh, they're using a little item that they call Big Blue, Anna.
Big Blue?
Big Blue. Let me tell you what Big Blue is. Well, according to two attorneys for the plaintiffs, accusing Mountainside and the opposition, presenting a frivolous argument that breaks down new ground for absurd employment law defenses. This is a little different. I've watched the videos that they've submitted. But they like to pick on people with a big, giant, blue dildo. Jesus. Called Big Blue.
All right, I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. They just walk up and they just start smacking you in the face while you're at your desk. And there's females and guys that are complaining on this. But, yeah.
Who is this bully?
It's like I believe it's the sergeant.
Of course.
But he also has videos of, like, Christmas time. He dressed up as Santa. And he bought a giant... Regular, not a blue dildo. Nice, you know, skin toned one.
Okay.
And he's like, this is what I got you for Christmas. So this guy's a weirdo. And now they're in a lot of trouble.
How long has this been going on for? A couple of years?
Oh, yeah. They're actually asking the judge to throw out the explosive sexual harassment lawsuit. And it
saying
looks like
it was all in good fun, or?
Yeah. It was filed against the bureau by five male police officers and one female dispatcher, partly on the grounds that alleged misconduct in the department, including repeated displays of a large blue dildo. The videos are so awesome, too. One of the examples, the harassment couldn't be targeted towards the woman who sued. She said in a written statement, because the offensive officers targeted both men and women in the department. So it wasn't just, you know, the Me Too stuff. It was us two. They were just blue dildoing everybody and video, you know, putting up on YouTube.
What was she suing for? Do you know how much money?
No, they're just, I don't think there's actual punitive. I think they're just trying to get them fired and maybe thrown into jail.
For dildo use? For recreational dildos?
You can't just go around smacking people with dildos.
Why not?
What if we were working every night And then randomly, willy-nilly, John Brennan and Mike Oliveira just ran in there and go, it's dildo time! And they start smacking us in the face with the giant blue dildo.
Do we get raises?
I don't think so.
Wow. I'd be pretty excited, I'm not going to lie.
Ryan be like, oh, close your mouth, Ryan. It's dildo time! Ryan, pull your pants up!
It's not fun when you enjoy it.
What a curly man.
Choosing to be offended.
I can see Ryan Hoppy liking it too. Bro, I love blue dildo time.
Will he be doing it?
I love big blue.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.